Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Michael Osterholm is a Regents professor. He's a McKnight Presidential Endowed Chair in Public Health. Also, as you are well aware at this point, the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, but also has a book that came out in 2017 called Deadliest Enemy, Our War Against Killer Germs. If you're looking for something to read, here you go. I would get that because he details the things that are happening right now. So you want to have an opportunity to kind of verse yourself on what he has written about 3 years prior to what we're looking at right now. Mike, thanks for your time this morning again.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning. Good to be with you.
Medically speaking, COVID-19 and the large groups of people not only gathered here in the Twin Cities and other major markets, but from a medical perspective, doctor, what are your concerns for professionals right now?
Well, we surely have concerns, but it's not clear yet. Some of the factors actually favor that there may be a little additional transmission for much of what's happened. Some suggest it could be a real problem. The virus actually dissipates very quickly in the outdoors area. Any amount of breeze, whatever, will move it. And so from that perspective, if these crowds were all indoors, it'd be a very different situation. However, there are several places where there's concern. One is that people who are exposed to tear gas, fire and smoke, anything where they were coughing, could, even in the outdoors area, potentially create some people who might be what we call super spreaders, because once you cough like that, you can really put a lot of virus out. So people who might be close to them could be a problem. The other area that really is a concern is the jails, where we've got a number of people all together. They are now indoors, and we could see a jail-related outbreak that could be associated with these people. So it's a real challenge. We're not going to know for 2 to 3 weeks how much transmission actually occurred, because it takes about that long before we start seeing these cases show up in the healthcare system. So the health department's on alert, the medical community's on alert, and everything I think that can be done is being done to try to limit that transmission.
Dr. Osterholm, as of this morning, how is the situation here in Minnesota?
Well, unfortunately, our intensive care bed capacity has almost been reached. We actually are one of the cities later into the pandemic experience, meaning that New York and other cities, Chicago, Detroit, were hit harder in March and early April. We're now being hit hard relative to the caregiving here, and anybody who is working in one of the COVID units right now will tell you wherever you are in the Twin Cities, it's a really very, very serious situation.
Dr. Osterholm, I wanted to ask you about something I read yesterday, last night actually, and this is a different subject about children, but about 1% of the kids, the story said, this is out of the Seattle paper, visited a hospital out there in April, had been infected with the coronavirus. The study also found most of the youngsters developed what they said was a robust immune response, and I want to get your reaction to that and what exactly that means.
Yeah, actually, I'm very aware of that study. It was conducted by a dear friend and colleague who is working in trying to understand just randomly how many people might have had this infection at what time period, meaning in the months of March, April, May. And this is not unexpected. We have talked about many times on this program that up to 5% of the population may have been infected, and of course that's going to include some kids. The point of the immune response is a good thing. Obviously, we want people to develop robust amounts of antibody. The question, twofold. One is, how good is that antibody at actually stopping the disease? And of course, many people do recover. So surely there is, at least in the short term, some good antibody production that makes for surviving the disease. The challenge is, how long does it last? How durable is it? Is it something that just is there for a few months and then starts to wane, and then you would be vulnerable to getting infected again? Or does it actually persist for many, many months? And that's the big challenge we have for two reasons. One is because that will have a big impact on if we have more infections later in the year that are going to be part of a big peak, whatever, will anybody be protected in that from already having had the infection? And would they then serve as a way to slow down the virus transmission? Because even if they got exposed, they're not going to get infected and transmit. I think the second issue that really addresses a vaccine, where we are surely hopeful for an effective vaccine, but the question is, how long will it last? If we have to vaccinate people every few months to, you know, every year, that surely is a different problem in terms of vaccine manufacturing and delivery, because there are 8 billion people that want this vaccine on the face of the earth right now. How do we do that? So it's encouraging to see antibody production like that, but it still is far short of answering some of the tough questions we still have to answer.
Are you hearing about post-viral problems at all?
We are, and as many of you here on the radio listener group will know, is we've been talking about this in kids, this Kawasaki disease-like syndrome. Kawasaki disease was discovered back in the 1980s, and it was a condition that was often following having had a viral-like illness. And it, in part, appeared to be an irritation, an inflammation of basically the blood system, the vascular system in your body, that then caused these rashes and so forth, particularly in kids. One of the concerns was a high frequency of aortic aneurysms that impacted the heart. We're seeing a very similar picture right now, particularly in kids, but it's even now a few adults have come forward with a similar kind of picture. And this really is likely an immune-related response to having been infected with the virus, and it typically occurs days to weeks after the initial infection. So this isn't a surprise to us. We still understand quite how many people are going to get this. It's not a lot of kids that get it compared to the likely number that are infected, but it is still a real concern.
When you come back Wednesday, I want to ask you about, I know that you're a fan of particularly Gopher Athletics like I am, but the NCAA did release a long and detailed plan on Friday to try to bring schools, athletes back to campus during the pandemic, and I want to get your reaction to that Wednesday if we could talk about that.
Be happy to do it then. Be happy to.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Michael Osterholm, WCCO, the Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.